Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, we love to get requests for deep dives, and today we're tackling one you specifically asked for.
Yeah, this should be a good one.
A deep dive into the Puffylux mattress return policy.
Definitely a smart one to dig into.
You're thinking about getting a new mattress, and you want to be sure you understand how the returns work before you commit.
Makes sense.
We've got you covered. You sent over some articles and notes about the Puffylux, so let's get into it.
All right, let's dive in.
First things first, they advertised this 101-night sleep trial.
Yeah.
Which seems pretty generous.
It is. I mean, over 3 months to try a mattress at home is a great way to make sure it works for you.
That's true.
It really shows how confident Puffy is in their product, too.
Okay, so let's say after a month or two, you realize the Puffylux just isn't right for you.
Okay.
What happens then? What are the actual steps to return the mattress?
Well, based on what we've got here, it seems pretty straightforward.
Mm.
You just email their customer support team, you let them know you want to return it, and they take it from there.
Oh.
No need to repackage it or anything or find a shipping company.
So they handle it all.
Sounds like it.
That's convenient for sure.
Yeah.
But what about the details? The articles mention the mattress needs to be in sanitary condition for them to accept the return.
Right.
What does that even mean? Do they give you specific guidelines?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
The sources don't give a ton of detail, but I would assume it means like no big stains or tears or damage.
Okay.
You know, beyond normal wear and tear.
That makes sense.
It would probably be smart to double check with their customer support.
Good point. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Now this next part surprised me.
Okay. What is it?
Puffy tries to donate returned mattresses.
Really?
To local charities whenever possible.
Wow. That's going above and beyond.
I know, right?
They're really trying to keep those mattresses out of landfill.
Yeah.
And they're giving them a new life while supporting the community.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. It's a great approach.
It's a win-win.
Absolutely.
But how do they even decide which organizations get the donations?
And what happens to the mattresses that can't be donated?
Yeah, like are they working with homeless shelters?
Yeah.
Domestic violence shelters?
What kind of impact are these donations actually having?
Right.
The sources mention a focus on local charities.
Yeah.
But we don't have a ton of specifics on how they choose.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to learn more about, you know, who they partner with and how they decide.
I agree. More information about their donation program would really show their commitment to, you know, social responsibility.
For sure.
Okay, so we've talked about how to start the return and the donation side of things.
Right.
But what about before you even get to that point?
Like to make sure everything goes smoothly.
Yeah, are there things you need to do? Any caveats we should know about?
Well, one thing that stands out is protecting your mattress right away.
Okay.
They really emphasize using a mattress protector to avoid accidental damage that could void the warranty or make the return harder.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
A mattress protector isn't that expensive and it could really help.
Exactly. And it all ties back to making sure the mattress is in good condition.
Right. It's like they're saying, we trust you, but help us help you.
Precisely. And speaking of trust, they're really upfront about having a one exchange per customer policy.
Oh, right. So you only get one chance to switch to a different Puffy model.
That's what it looks like.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
So that brings up another question.
What's that?
What are the specifics of that exchange? Like, do you have to return the first one and wait for refund?
And then order a new mattress?
Right.
Or can you do a swap?
Yeah, good question.
Unfortunately, the information you gave me doesn't go into that much detail.
Huh?
It might be worth contacting Puffy directly.
Yeah, clarify.
Yeah, to get the specifics on the exchange process.
Good call. I'm noticing a theme here.
What's that?
A lot of emphasis on how easy the returns are.
Right.
But when you get into the details, there are some gaps.
That's a good observation. The big picture message is good, you know, customer focused.
Yeah.
But having those little details would definitely help potential buyers.
All right. So let's recap what we know so far.
Okay.
To start a return, you email Puffy.
Mm-hmm.
They handle picking it up and everything.
Right.
Donated mattresses go to charities.
Yeah.
Though we're not totally sure how that works.
Mm.
They really want you to use a mattress protector.
To keep it in good shape.
And you can exchange it once, but we don't know all the details on that.
Right.
Anything I'm missing.
I think you got the main points from this initial info.
Okay.
Now let's look into the money side of the return policy.
Sounds good. That brings us to
the financial side of things.
Okay.
Puffy really pushes that returns are free for the customer.
Okay.
They pay for all the shipping to send the mattress back.
Hmm. Free returns are always nice.
Definitely.
But I do wonder how sustainable is that for Puffy?
Yeah, in the long run.
Shipping mattresses back and forth can't be cheap.
It's a good question. Actually, one of the articles talks about that a little.
That does it.
It says free returns might hurt their profits a bit,
hmm.
but it also builds trust with customers and helps their brand image.
So they're hoping customer loyalty and word of mouth makes up for the cost.
Basically.
Clever if it works.
Yeah.
What about the actual refund, though?
Yeah.
How long does it take to get your money back after you return the mattress?
It sounds like Puffy is pretty quick with refunds.
Okay.
Most customers say they get their money within a week or two.
Of the mattress being picked up.
Exactly.
That's good to hear. Nobody wants to be waiting around wondering where their money is.
Right.
Now, we talked about the one-time exchange thing earlier.
Right.
But I'm still not totally clear on it.
What are you wondering about?
What are the limits? Can you exchange the Puffy Lux for any other Puffy mattress?
It seems like you can.
Okay.
So if the Lux is too soft, you could go for the Lux Hybrid or maybe even the original Puffy. But the sources don't say if there's a price difference thing.
Like what if you exchange for a cheaper model?
Do you get some money back? Or if you pick a pricier one, do you pay the difference?
Those are the details I'd like to know up front.
Yeah, I agree. More transparency on that would be good for customers.
It really would. You know, as we're talking about all this, it makes me think about the psychology of it all.
In what way?
Do you think a good return policy makes people more likely to try a Puffy mattress?
Probably. Knowing you have over 3 months to try it and can return it easily,
right,
could really make people feel better about taking the chance.
Especially for something like a mattress.
Exactly. You can't really test it out in the store.
It's such a personal thing.
And you're sleeping on it every night.
People want to feel confident before they buy.
I think that peace of mind might even help people sleep better during the trial.
Really?
If you're not stressing about making the wrong decision,
yeah,
you can relax and actually see if you like the mattress.
Interesting. It's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Sort of.
If you feel like you can change your mind, you're more open to the experience.
Exactly. Now we've been talking about the mattress itself.
Right.
But what about the accessories?
Oh, yeah. Good point. You sent over some notes about Puffy's pillows and sheets.
Right.
It seemed like those are handled differently for returns.
What do you mean?
Are they not part of the 101 night trial?
It doesn't look like they are.
Oh, really?
It seems accessories like pillows and sheets aren't returnable.
That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
I get why it might be different for hygiene reasons.
Sure.
But it does seem to go against their whole try it risk-free message.
It does create a bit of a disconnect there.
Yeah.
But lots of companies have separate return policies for hygiene stuff.
That's true. It's always good to read the fine print.
Definitely. Even if the overall policy seems great.
Okay, so we've covered a lot about Puffy's specific policies.
We have.
But how do they compare to the rest of the mattress industry?
Yeah, that's a great question.
So the 101 night trial, is that pretty standard now?
It's definitely becoming more and more common.
Okay.
Seems to be the new norm, you know, instead of those old 30-day trials.
Makes sense. People want more time to really live with a mattress.
For sure.
But what about the free returns and donating to charity?
Are other companies doing that?
Yeah. Is that becoming standard too?
Not quite. Free returns are getting more popular,
yeah,
but they're not everywhere yet.
Mm.
Some companies still make you pay to ship the mattress back, which can be a lot.
Especially for a mattress.
Mm.
Could easily take a big chunk out of your refund.
Exactly. So what about donating them?
Puffy seems to be ahead of the curve on that one.
Okay.
More companies are thinking about sustainability.
Yeah.
But that focus on local charities really makes Puffy stand out.
It's a smart move. It's good for the environment, helps charities, and gives Puffy good PR.
It's a win-win-win.
Totally. You know, it's amazing how much a return policy tells you about a company.
What do you mean?
It's not just logistics. It shows how they view their customers.
And their role in the world. Exactly. With Puffy, their transparency and how much they care about customers and social responsibility.
You can really see that in their return process.
Yeah, they didn't just make a generous return window.
They built a whole system that's ethical and gives customers peace of mind.
I think that says a lot. It shows they're not just trying to make a sale.
They want to build real relationships with their customers.
And have a positive impact on things.
Exactly. And that might be what helps them stand out.
With so many mattress companies out there.
Customers want to buy from companies that share their values.
It's not just about the product anymore.
It's about the whole package.
Well said. And with Puffy, that package includes a sleep trial that's all about low risk,
high comfort,
and making a difference.
Well, I think we've really broken down Puffy's return policy.
Yeah, and explored what it all means.
Hopefully this deep dive gives you a better understanding of how they do things.
And what to expect if you decide to try out one of their mattresses.
And if you do decide to give it a go,
Don't forget to check the show notes for an exclusive discount on Puffy Luxe mattresses.
Just for our listeners.
Absolutely. Sweet dreams, everyone.